Studio Plus, where we chat about Chinese society as well as international events and stories.
Around the International Children's Day, a scramble for China's family trip market is underway, with travel agencies, hotels, and theme parks putting more efforts to attract customers. Trip.com, China's largest online travel agency, together with the Beijing Aquarium and Nantong Forest Safari Park, recently launched an online zoo event to live stream star animals such as pandas, penguins, mammoths, and killer whales. Besides online travel agencies, hotels such as the Westin Beijing Chaoyang and Grand Hyatt Beijing are also unveiling their respective event, 2021 Children's Day Carnival and ancient Egypt family room to capture the market share. And when talking about family trips, theme parks cannot be ignored. Beijing Happy Valley, Shanghai Haichang Ocean Park, and Tianjin Polar Haichang Ocean Park all unveiled a series of events to take their best shot at the International Children's Day, which is celebrated on June the 1st every year. In fact, since the COVID-19 pandemic, China's family trips market has undergone some changes, with customers mainly focused on short-distance trips close to cities, among which zoos have long been popular. A lot of the tourism sector and catering sector have made full use of this opportunity. And they have launched the different kinds of events to attract the families to come in, take part in some of those activities, and preferably stay there for one evening if it is a hotel. So it's a very, I would say, very innovative way for them. To think about these things. In the past, they often think about other very important tourism opportunities. For example, the holidays, like the May 1st holiday and some other holidays that can last some days. They made a lot of preparations for that. And now they have become really smart. They make use of every possible opportunities to tap into this market.
Indeed. And also, I think it's not only a kind of a trend when we talk about International Children's Day, but also in recent years, you've seen more and more children's like theme park-like facilities established in all kinds of parks and hotels. Let's say a very good hotel with some places for children's play to play. Those kind of hotel normally can sell very quickly, very well, because nowadays people in China, they not only want to give their kids a very comfortable and adventure-like holiday or vacation, they themselves, the parents, also want to relax. So, for example, those hotels with huge area or whole room of facilities for kids to play in are so popular because you just need to put the kids in that spot, in that venue. And then you and your wife can go enjoy a spa in the same hotel, and some of the managers would be able to be there to take care of your kids. That kind of format has become a newly emerged business model in the hotel sector in recent years in China. So whenever there is, let's say, summer vacation, when the schools end the semester, let's say August and July and August, these 2 months, you just take a look at those bookings online. Most of them are gone, especially some very beautiful scenic spots, seashore and all kinds of places with the hotels all booked, no matter how expensive it could be. Especially like the things that you have mentioned, like let's say the Shanghai Disneyland and or the Beijing Happy Valley. If do some research and you will find the hotels nearby would be gone really quickly, especially during that kind of days. So nowadays, the market tapping into the children's demand has become really prosperous. And people all know that the parents would love to spend lots of money and time for their kids. And that's why this whole market, including the tourism related with children, has really picked up some momentum in recent years, actually.
Yeah, that's right. And you mentioned everything that involves children will mean a lot of expenditure.
Yeah.
A lot of spending. If the young people go out to enjoy some outing, probably it can be just one, right? If somebody is single who goes out by himself, then that's one person, or sometimes two. But with a family, that's at least three people, sometimes four, sometimes five or six.
Yeah.
So it is a big spending. Also, I think it has something to do, I mean, with this change, it has something to do probably with the pandemic. In the past, like I've just mentioned, a lot of those hotels and theme parks would wish people could stay there for at least two nights. If you just book one night, sometimes they will refuse you. No. We don't have any rooms available.
Right.
They wish you could book at least two nights. But now, one night is good. One night is good. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of fostered by the pandemic, because people has changed their ways of traveling. Short distance family trips during the weekend have become a popular type. And according to some data, this kind of trip account for 40.5% of weekly passenger flows, according to a report released by online travel platform Tongcheng. Last year, the market share of short-distance family trips showed a sharp rebound, and the number of tourists traveling to non-first-tier cities even surpassed the pre-pandemic level. So it's quite understandable with the epidemic around. People do not wish to travel to a place which is far away and which demands a lot of flying or a lot of train journeys. They don't want to do that anymore. So if they can just go to some suburban area or another city which is very close to their home city, then yeah, that's good. They can stay there for one night, enjoy one night's outing or one day's outing, and then they come back home feeling really safe.
Yeah.
This is also quite preferred by a lot of families because there are kids. Kids cannot stay away for too long from their homes. So this is a kind of choice by a lot of families, and it is also something that, you know, noticed by the industry, and they are doing this, making use of the International Children's Day.
Yeah, indeed. And also, what I've observed, those hotels these days are really smart. They would hire some of the professionals to give the kids some of the very interesting lessons, like how to bake cakes, how to explore in the forest, how to draw pictures. So the parents in that hotel can really find a special period of time to be able to sip a cup of tea, to relax a little bit. And they, nowadays, the hotels in China, I would say they really know how to do the business. As long as you grasp the children's hearts, you grasp the parents' hearts. And they are the major spending group of people. Mid-aged or younger couples, they earn a lot of money, and they are very responsible for their kids. So they are tapping into the right audience, actually, in China. So the whole tourism sector, you know, we can see related with the children is really picking up the momentum.
That's right.
Yeah.
But this is not to say that every family is quite content about the services available now. They still want more things, more fun activities, maybe. So in terms of travel contents and types, more innovations should be carried out and develop diversified children-oriented products. That's according to some of the experts. And they say perhaps short and medium line trips will become the top choice for more Chinese families in the future. So maybe these businesses can think about the future and see what other innovative ways and products that they can provide to this market.
This podcast is brought to you by Studio Plus. You can find us on Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify, or any of your favorite platforms.